You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Coastal middens are sacred Aboriginal sites along Australia's coastline, containing the remains of shellfish eaten by Aboriginal people. Middens provide valuable information about Aboriginal use of the coast and can show changes in diet, behaviour, activities and settlement over the last 12,000 years. But they are just one characteristic of Australia's coast threatened by rising sea levels. Shane McGregor is an associate professor in the School of Earth, Atmosphere and the Environment at Monash University. He says the latest Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, report indicates much of the damage to come can't be prevented.
But I think it's interesting when you hear that, you know, sea level rise between now and 2050 is relatively insensitive to our emissions between now and 2050. So it's kind of locked in from all the emissions we've done to the past. The future, you know, the next kind of 30 years of sea level rise is kind of locked in because of everything we've done in the past.
The report says 15 to 25 centimetres of sea level rise is expected by 2050, regardless of any reduction in greenhouse gas emissions between now and then. Professor McGregor says inundation will be based on location and how high and frequently tides move in that area.
Everybody's going to have a different perspective. So somebody living near a beach on a cliff front is going to go, well, you know, obviously this cliff is 10 metres. So, you know, 30 centimetres or 25 centimetres isn't going to actually matter too much for me, okay? But whereas somebody who's kind of currently already experiencing sea level, you know, coastal inundation, you know, at the kind of current high tides, if you put an extra 30 centimetres or, sorry, an extra 20 centimetres on top of that, obviously it's important, right? You might go from having kind of, you know, a couple of centimetres of water over streets and footpaths to being the footpaths and streets being, you know, 20 centimetres underwater.
IPCC modelling shows under a high greenhouse gas emissions scenario, global average sea levels will rise 84 centimetres by the year 2100. In a very high emissions scenario, sea level rise could be 2 metres in the same period. Professor McGregor says while these scenarios are less likely, it's important to communicate them to people.
This is kind of modelling the case if glaciers retreat and sea ice retreats faster than what we're expecting them to, which is possible, maybe it's unlikely, but it's possible, what kind of sea level rise will we be looking at? I think that, you know, there was this thought that the impacts of these events would be so large that it's really better to, even if it's a low likelihood, it's really better to get it out there and say, you know, actually this is possible.
Nathan Eaton is the Executive Director at Geospatial Consultancy, NGIS Australia. He agrees with Professor McGregor that educating people about those risks is important. NGIS has partnered with Frontier SI to create an online interactive map called Coastal Risk Australia. The map allows people to see what their part of the Australian coast may look like in 2100 under the IPCC's worst-case scenarios.
And whilst they obviously stated that that is an unlikely scenario, we really wanted to show, well, what does that actually look like? If that was to come true, what does that look like for coastal communities? So what we do is to take those models, we then use geospatial data and mapping. So you can actually physically see if they're suggesting there's an 84 centimetre sea level rise, how far does that actually extend? Which areas of my community are most at risk from sea level rise?
The map shows popular coastal tourist spots like Byron Bay inundated with water, with homes, streets and large sandy stretches of beaches washed away. Professor McGregor says adaptation strategies will differ from community to community. He says sea level rise is not like a bathtub filling up with water, submerging everything the higher it gets.
When you go to a lot of beaches in Sydney, at least in the northern beaches, you don't have to go back that far from the beach and you're in some quite steep hills. And you know, we're thinking kind of lots of bedrock, and in between beaches, there's lots of kind of sandstone cliffs. So you can't imagine that there's going to be a great deal of erosion. There's not that capacity for a beach to move back 100 metres. There are lots of locations where you might have a beach and it's kind of relatively flat land for hundreds of metres until you get to the beach, and then the beach is this kind of, you know, this slight dip away. There's a lot of potential for those beaches to erode. You've kind of got this potential to have a dramatic impact on the coastline shape.
Coastal communities around Australia have developed their own climate change strategies. Some are informed by local Aboriginal groups, such as the Arakel Mob in Byron Bay. Strategies include seawalls, flood planning, and drainage of landfill sites to avoid water contamination. Mr. Eaton says he hopes his online map encourages the community to continue mitigating and adapting to the effects of climate.
So for a lot of these communities, they have strategies in place for climate change already, and they're incorporating some of these levels into their local zoning and new developments. So we still want to highlight those communities that are most at risk from climate change. They really do need to be quite progressive in their adaptation techniques. So this is all around raising awareness to really continue those efforts to address global emissions, really. And so when we can show the results of that science and what it looks like, hopefully that leads into better adaptation and better mitigation.
And while communities can prepare for some degree of sea level rise over the next 30 years, Professor McGregor says scenarios beyond 2050 are largely dependent on the actions made by the global community to reduce emissions.
Sea level rise from 2050 onwards is strongly related to our emissions from now. So there's a real kind of a need to reduce our emissions now to prevent that sea level rise from 2050.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.